Gemara's handling the Brayis weiter. Brayis said, he asked himself from meat, kiyoim, kiyoim shenari, kiyoim shenari, kiyoim shenari, kiyoim shenari, kiyoim shenari, kiyoim shenari, etc. Gemara says, Pshita, what's Chiddush Brayis? So, Gemara, Rashi says, kiyoim time shen the nodur ba, Gemara says, Shmuel said it was nodur ba. Misa of Malikama. What is Misa? Misa of Malikan. What's the Chiddush? Anyway, the point is the nether from then, every day. So you mean Malikan is in the nether. What is, why are we getting all dramatic over here? Yom Shemez Bayav. So the Gemara, the Chiddush is Yom Shemez Gedalia. I might have thought that since without the nether, it's usher anyway. So therefore, it would not be considered a davar nadir. It's a davar usher. Mashmal, know that as long as you made a nether as well, it's still considered being makris davar nadir. Look, Rashi. Mashmal, the girls like we have. But you are seeing on Kim the Barnhu, Dasser. You know the Chayla Yisr. Leachel. In other words, it was a Girsa that said that, what's a Kamash Malon? That since the Isr of Gedalia ben Achikam, Tom Gedalia is an Isr Rabbana, Tom Gedalia is a parent Isr Rabbana, so I might think that, no, since Rabbana is a male and Edis Chal, that's why you can make a makfis onto your nether. Because since the original is only Rabbanon, now that you made a nether, it's chal and it's the rice. And it's the rice, it's chal and Rabbanon. Feed that girsa, if it will be the rice, for example, Harim Kippur, then the nether won't be chal. And if a guy made a nether, not the Harim Kippur, then it was makfis onto the nether, it won't be a good atfasa. It won't be a good atfasa. Because Kippur is rice, and that is not chal. Meila, you have to be matvis, and don't be not. That's what would be the feed that Gerus that Rashi rejects. Rashi says that Gerus is wrong. Because even if it's the rice, Hamina and Dorm Chalim al Bar Mitzvah. The Dorm is Chalim al Bar Mitzvah. So now, the obvious problem with Rashi. That Rishonim take issue with Rashi. Right? Tosfos takes issue with Rashi. That Tosfos takes issue on two fronts. First of all, that's a chiddush of Rashi that nedes chal l'kayim mitzvahs loisasei. That Rishonim say, Rashi says, because the Mishnah says, Nedes Chal on Mitzvah. Talking to Rishonim, Taisa is written in Levan. Nedes Chal on Mitzvah, that's talking about Levat Mitzvah say. Nedes Chal, Levat Mitzvah say, since it's indirect, you're not going directly against the Mitzvah. So Nedes Chal, Levat Mitzvah say, if you say, Kainim, Yeshiva Sukkah Lai, since you can't see the Sukkah. But Neder, Lekayim, Mitzvah Loisa say, that you have no raya, that you have no raya. And other rabbis will say, Ein is a chal iser. The iser of neder can't be chal on the iser of give me the other iser, and the veil, let's say. So, Dutva over here. You have Dutva? Dutva over here. No. Sagt er etwa, ah, mit heim ich schon um die Sura Teure Chiyub Gavra, und da müssen wir hefzer. Das heißt, mit war, ah, ein ist Chalisser. Sagt er etwa, das Wort schreiben Rashi, ein ist Chalisser. Teretz is, because if we say that Yisurei Torah are Issa Gavra, and therefore, and Nedarim is Issa Chepta, so Mela, the Nedarim is going to be Chal, L'kayim Issa Mitzvah. So we make a Nedar not to eat. Nevela is going to be Chal. Why? Because in the Issa Chal Issa, Teretz is, but Issa Chepta is Chal and Issa Gavra. What? Also, this is Gavra. What's that? So this Ritva that brings us to a question. Bechal, what are Yisurei Torah? Our Yisurei Torah considers the Gavra as a Chepta. The veil is just as a Gavra, so it's a Chepta. Rashi would assume the veil is a Chepta. But to explain Rashi says Yisurei Torah is a Gavra. That's why Nedarim is chal on all Yisurei Torah. All Yisurei Torah. Now, the Ran, in Nedarim of Yudzayin, the Ran discusses this question, Nedarim, are they chal on mitzvahs and Yisurim? Are they chal on Yisurim? Chal Shvuah. So the Ran over there is mechalek between Shari Yisurei Torah and Shari Yisurei Torah and Shvuah. And the Ran says that Neder is not going to be chal on Chazir, but Neder will be chal on Shvuah. Says the Ran, because Shvuah is Nisagavra, right? Shvuah is the quintessential Nisagavra. Shmuel Gemara says this Agavra. So therefore, Neder could be Chal on Shvuah. But in the same piece, the Ran said, but Neder can't be Chal on other Yisurim. That means the Ran understands that other Yisurei Torah are considered Yisurei Chefetz. That's why although Neder can be Chal on Shvuah, Neder can't be Chal on Yisurei Torah. So it means the Ran is going to be arguing this Ritva, but that's Rashi. That's Rashi. The Ritva says Yisurei Torah, Yisurei Gavra. Therefore, Neder is Chal on Yisurei Torah. The Ran says Neder is Chal on Shvuah, because Shvuah is Nisa Gavra, but Neder is not Chal on other Yisurei Torah. And the Chuvas Rashi, but Tafresh Tesvav, the Rukveger brings down. Your day reish tesvav sivvav also seems to be saying like that. Now, the Ran goes on to say, so that's by neder and shvuah. What about shvuah and neder? We tell him that an iser chefzah can be chal on iser gavra because being mice of something. So then, what's the din with a can a shvuah be chal on neder? If a neder is iser chefzah, so then maybe a Shvuah should be able to chal on a Neder. Just like a Neder should be chal on a Shvuah. Well, here says the Ran, no. And even though Neder is chal on Shvuah, a Shvuah can't be chal on a Neder. Because a Neder, even though Neder is Nisra Chepzah, says the Ran, Neder is also Nisra Gavra. Nisra V'Yachal Devaroi is Nisra Gavra. It's important to Ran that the nether you create an iser. Besides the iser chepsa you create, don't say it's the gavra of the achal devar. The meila, a nether can be chal on a shvua, and a shvua can't be chal on a nether. Now, l'chayra, even the Ran says that a nether can't be chal on a yisurei Torah, but still, yesh ladan. What will be Gabi Yom Kippur, for example? So even though we might say Nevela and Treifa, Chazir, all those are Issa Chepta, something about the chazir, something about the nevela, which makes it aser. But you know, Achil on Yom Kippur, which is Isser, is told the Yomba, Tolian's man, where there is nothing bad about the food per se, it's just that today's Yom Kippur. So it's possible that one could would classify Yom Kippur as Mr. Gavra, even if you consider other Yisurei Torah to be Yisur Chavtza. So it's possible, and that could be again, let's say, in our Gemara, but maybe even if you're wrong, maybe, just like Neder's Chal and Shvua, it's possible to say Neder to be Chal and Yom Kippur as well. No. Because Rashi has mentioned the word Yom Kippur once. And Rashi says, the neder chal, neder, because the mission says, darim chal madvar mitzvah, kedvar rishus. Rashi is clearly saying that includes even an iser. So, the Dvar Zichron learned that Rashi. Dvar learns that Rashi is an holy sur. He said, holy sur is a sagabra. Yisurei Torah, Chiyuv Gavra. So, you want to say, little divrei Dva, can Rashi mean that? Okay, it's a nice chap, but I don't think that I think Mashmoyes of Rashi is that he's talking about all these songs. Especially if he marshals the Mishnah and Dharmas Chalim, Alvar Mitzvah, Kedvar Rishon, this is Mashmoy of all the old Var Mitzvah. If they're all desperate, but Akbaram and the Dvar learns because it's a Gavra. Now, it's interesting, if you look at Tosfos, when Tosfos argues in Rashi, and he says, V'oid, the Nadar was only chal, the bitl mitzasei, etc. He says, Avol modl kai mitzvah kagoin, sh'amar kaim shleyoichal givim kippur, shleyoichal nevelis, v'treifis, v'oi chayil. Deinis chal lisser. So he says the Enes Chaliser applies both by Neder Vichal on Nevela and a Neder Vichal on Yom Kippur. So he says Mefeirish that just like a Neder can be Chal on Nevela, Neder cannot be Chal on Yom Kippur as well. So if you want to be we're clearing maybe Lefid Aran that Neder could be Chal on Yom Kippur, assuming if Yom Kippur is a Gavra. So then, in Taisvis, again, if we assume that Yom Kippur is a Gavra, it comes out Taisvis is an extreme Shita. Taisvis holds that Ein Yisachal Isser, even Yisachevtsa, cannot be Chal on Yisach Gavra. That would come out of Tosfos. Assuming, which L'chayr is the Pashtus to assume, that Yom Kippur is Nisa Gavra, and I hear the Pashtus. It's totally impossible, but that's I think that's Zuchar Pashtus. Mela, it would come out in Tosfos is a Chiddush that Nisar Chefzer, Kani Michal, Nisa Gavra. Now, if you look, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch over there, fine. That's the chayra of sikum of the shittas. Now, on this aspect of Rashi, so when the Ramban it comes to argue in Rashi that Rashi says again the Dharm is Chal Lakayim Mitzvah Laisaseh, and Shem say what do you mean it's Chal Isser? So the Ramban goes a step further. Ramban says that even Lefi, because Taisa handles the Rishon Mishnah. Tosfos is willing to say that Rashi is true. Right? What's Tosfos at the end? Mizok Tosfos. Rabbi Meseira. This will come on the Pirkin. The initial kaim is a mitzvah chayiv. Kol shkin adarim shechal lavatol shechayil lekaim. Whatever his kol shkin is, but Tosfos says. What's your Rudim Misera? Rudim Misera on Chav Zayin. Misera says, a neder is chal, a shvu is chal, a kaim is a mitzvah. Miss Kal Chaymer. The Tais over there says, what's the marker for Rudim Misera? Why is neder chal, a kaim is a mitzvah? So the Tais marshals the Gemara in the Dar and Avches. Bava the Melech says, Nishbati v'akayema. So Gemara says, even there, you can be Nishba Kaimus and Mitzvah. And places by us, so he's what's Tais over there says, even if you're Huda Mimseira, it's Dafka, Shuaz Chal, Kayim. I say, but not the kaim lois I say. By lois I say, even if you're a seira, he means Yerushalmi. Even if you're a seira, you're potter. So, Matayz Bayas says, according to the seira, a shvua is chal to mekayim. Even a lois I say, mekayim even a lois I say. Now, Emma Malin. He goes a step further, even if you read him and say, even a dharma is chal kaim lai sensei. So it's not clear to me, when Taisa says, if you read him and say, it's chal, even a lai sensei, is that for the same makar that he says over there? Because over there, Taisa says, the makar you say is nishbati vakayema. More in the dharma of ches, menai shishbam kaim se mitzvah, shenem nishbati vakayema. Dharma says, nishbati vakayema. The question is, but see, Tosfos on the Chav Zayin is going with Yerushalmi. If Yerushalmi says that Yehuda Maseir does not apply to Lois HaSei, so there maybe he can use the pasuk of Nishbati Bagayimba. Tosfos Bayas, who says that's even by a Lois HaSei, so I'm not so sure that. He could use Nishbati Akayema, which is, Marna Dharm says, Nishbati Akayema is a mitzvah. Could be that mitzvah, say. Maybe not, but it could be, Tais Bayas holds, that Nishbati Akayema is not only a mitzvah, say, it's even a mitzvah, lois, say. The Ramban, on the other hand, Ramban says, even if you read the Mesera, that Shvu is Chal. Mekayim Asay, but it's not going to be Chal from Mekayim Alois Asay. No, I'm sorry. The Ramban, is willing to say that according to the Maseira, it is Chal to Mekayim Alois Asay. But he says you can't, but according to Yisrael, it's nafka shvua and not nether. Where Taisa says that according to Rebbe Seira, if it's chal akayim lois say, even nether is chal, Rabban says no. So there's three sheetas, that's Rebbe Seira. This lets me misakem. Taisa Nachav Zayin says, Apid Yushalmi, the Rebbe Seira is nafka talking about akayim asay. L'kayim lois say, we say a shvua is not chal because it is chal lesser. Tosfos on that chaf says, according to the Maseira, it's chal even on lois say. Not only that, it's even chal on even nether is chal on lois say. If you read the Maseira, Rabban says that no, he agrees with Tosfos on that chaf. If you read the Maseira. Another is a shvu is chal l'kayim lois say, but a neder is not. What's the difference? Dr. Ramban, Because Shvua is more chamor. Shashvua is yesh bem iser shudaim hudaim lisamaisa. I mean, we discussed previously that even though we say enes chaliser, there are three exceptions: vasachas, kailul, and maisa. So the Ramban is willing to extend the idea of maisa to if the second iser is more chamor, then the Ramban is willing to say that's called iser maisiv. So since shvuah by nature is more chamor than other isurim, why is that? Because shvuah has a carbon. So meila, the fact that the iser is more chamor, that's why we say that it could be chal. So shvuah could be chal on a laisaseh, because it's more chamor. But a neder, not. You know, someone has a kasha, al chayra, a neder, yol yesh me'ila b'kenamais, then there's a carbon, me'ila on a neder. What is Rabban saying? That Shvua is this a chamor? Shvua is this a chamor because it has a carbon. Hashem ki neder. He disagrees with Rashi. Neder cannot be chal nesderaisa. Right. So chayra, one could argue that. And then it also has a carbon, according to Man Amar, Yeshmila Kanamas. Because they have a carbon mila. You know, the carbon shui, you have a carbon mila. But the Chiddush Narban, that Shu was considered in Mice because of carbon, is very big. Because as we put down then from the Rambam in the Huda Nefla, Rambam says, even though the Isser Hektish is Chal on Chalev, in Maktish Behema, and those Isser, the Chalev was Asser, the Isser Hektish is Chal on the Isser Chalev, because it's Maisiv Hana. Isser Hektish has Isser Chalev Mutabana, Chalev Mutabana, Hektish is Asser Hana. Rambam's has a kasha. So if Hektish is chal on chaylev, because Hektish is ma'isav hana, so how come if you cook cholav b'chaylev, in other words, basav b'cholav, why is this a basav b'cholav chal on chaylev? Because basav b'cholav is also more encompassing than chaylev. Because basav b'cholav is asav hana. It says three times the Svash Gdi Bachlein Imari, Echris Achila, Becheris Bishul, Becheris Arna. So there the Rambam said famously, Yesh the Bezeh, Nakuda Nefla. He knows that it's a Nifl Degadi point over here. And that is, that he says, that Isser Hana, and Isser Achila, of Basur Chalav, Atali habaha. So I'm not going to go into the halarichas to explain why that is such. But the Rambam says that Isra Achil and Isra Na is really together of one Isra. And Meila, since Isra Achil can't be chal, Isra Na can't be chal. Meila is not called Maisiv. Now there's the Hektish, the Isra Hektish is chal independent of the Isra Achil. And therefore, we say, once the Isra Hanav Hektish is Chal, Meila is Achila is Chal also. Jacob Basav B'Cholav, the Isra Hanav is only Chal, Isra Achila is Chal. And since Isra Achila can't be Chal, because it is Chal Isra, this Isra Hanav is not Chal, Meila never gets off the ground. Now, which the Chagav, Rabbi Abram had a big problem, which we asked people that were learning Kachim, and no one was able to give us a satisfactory answer. And that is that if you look at the Rambam and say for mitzvahs, you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Milah, Perek Aleph, Aleph Gimel, was it? Aleph Gimel, there the Rambam says, now what's this, or what's the lav of Hekdesh, of being nanny from Hekdesh? L'sucha lecha b'sherecha, mayis and gun, v'tchash b'sherecha, kitzer. The Gemara said, the pasuk of l'sucha lecha b'sherecha, and the pasuk gives a whole list. And one of them is Hekdesh. And Ram says that that pasuk is by chil, by l'sucha lecha b'sherecha. And Ram said, that's the makar for Hekdesh. That's the makar for the malchus of Hekdesh. Both Achila and being nanny from Hekdesh, Yamalkas, because of the Sucha Lecha B'Sherecha. So the Rambam doesn't mean any separate pasuk for Hana, right? So the question is, the Rambam says Sucha Lecha, the Isra Hana of Hekdesh, the Azara of Isra Hana from Hekdesh is from there. So then the Chayra, Hekdesh shouldn't be any different than Bos B'Cholov. We say by Bos B'Cholov that since this Achila is not Chal, this Anah is not Chal, because Isra Anah is not independent of Isra Achila, L'chor B'Hekdesh also, we're it to be a separate Isra, thou shalt not be Nana from Hekdesh, fine. So we'll say this Isra Anah is Chal independent of Isra Achila, and then once this Isra Anah is Chal, this Isra Achila is Chal. But B'Hekdesh, we haven't found yet this phantom Isser of Hana, and Rambam, all the Rambam brings down, all the Rambam offers to us as a source for the Isser of Hana of Hekdesh is the pasuk of Lesuch Lecha B'Sherecha, which is the pasuk which says by Achila. So therefore, the Chayra, the big Shverakai, the Rambam, what's its whole Nekuda and Flaw, how does that work? If by Bas V'Chol we say that the and it's Chal Isser. Even though Bas V'Cholov has Hana, because it never gets off the ground, so then by Hekdesh, it should be the same thing. Where's independent Isser Hana of Hekdesh? That was a strong question that Rabbi Abraham raised. But anyway, what's negated to the Rambam versus Rabban is, in the Rambam we see Yisoid, that in order that they should be considered Isser Maisif, it has to be that the Tesefis Isser is independent of the Isser that we're handling right now. Right? Like, let's say, Marshall, the case of Eshes Ish over any other Erva. So we say it's Maisif. Why? Because more people can live with this woman now. So that, this, that, that your sister got married. So besides Isser Chazish, this is Eshes Ish. So this is Eshes Ish. Is independent of the Isser of Achaisai. This Eshish, not everyone else, is independent of Isser being Chal for you. So we say, since Eshish is Chal for everyone else, Mela, it's Chal for you also. But we don't say that if it would be Chal, it would be more than Mela's Chal. Right? But the Ramban is saying that at least that's minimum Seira. That's why the Ramban is very big Kiddush. He's saying, what's the Ramban saying? That Shvua is Chal on the Vela. Why is Shvua Chal on the Vela? I ain't a Sechal Isser. What's the answer? Because Shvua is more Chomer. Why is Shvua more Chomer? Because of the carbon. Yeah? Now, but the Chiyah carbon is not independent of the Isra Shavua. If the Isra Shavua is not Chal, if the Isra, you guys say Shavua Shalaychal, if the Shavua is not Chal, then it's Chal Isser, then there's no carbon either. So the Ramban saying that's what we say, B'chiddish, that this that we say, that Isra Maisif is Chal, we say the Chal, and it's Chal Isser, doesn't apply to Isra Maisif, the Ramban saying huge Chiddish. That's saying that even when the Isser, it's not that for sure the Tesefis is Chal. That's in fact that the second Isser is bigger than the first Isser. That's the reason why chatchila should be chal, which is not the way we understand, especially Rashi and Yevamis, Lama Gimel, that the side of Issa Maisiv is that since Migu, that the second Isser is chal legabe tesefes, mele it's chal legabe the other things. Because once it's chal, it's chal. And around we see a very big chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. At least if that's your Maseir. Maybe that's good with their Rabban argument. We don't know. Rabban doesn't tell us what is it, why their Rabban is viewed this far. Akapanim, the Rabban is a very big chiddush. Legabe together of Anissa Chalissa. Okay, so that's the guy by the problem with Rashi and in its chalisser. Tosfos and other Rishonim have another problem with Rashi. And even if you want to say that Darim are chal on Issa the Raisa, still we could keep the Girsa. Still, it's possible to say that the only reason why the nether over here, that your matvis on Tzayim Gedalia, on the nether that you made on Tzayim Gedalia, the only reason why that works is because Tzayim Gedalia is the Drabana. Because if Tzayim Gedalia was the Raisa, even if you want to say the nether is chal, but legabe, when the guy today is being matvis, and he has a nether. The question is, what does he have in mind? Is he being matvis on some gedalia, or is he being matvis on his nether? So here the is chayes. In other words, so Rishonim is saying that if Tzayim Gedalia was an Issa D'Raisa, then, and you're saying, Harei Elash L'Eichel, Yerim Shemes by Gedalia Menachikam, well, it's Yom Kippur. Harei Elash L'Eichel Kippur. But you made another also, not the Yom Kippur. Yeah? So now a guy is matvis, Harei Elash L'Eichel, Yom Kippur. Is that called a Dover Nader? Is that called Bimathis Dover Nader? Or is that called Bimathis Dover Aser? Zok Taisvis, Tais has very strong lotion, that since it's already Aser with their Isa, so then it's not considered Dover Nader, because it's Aser anyway. The other Shem said a little bit more of a subtle lotion that. The question is das. When he's being matvis onto something that's also the raisa, so the question is, and is it added to it? So what is his mindset? What is he thinking? What is he thinking? When he said, the re'alai shle'aychal kim kippur, is he being, and he has another nether somewhere that he made a nether in kippur. So what does he have in mind? Does he have in mind Yom Kippur? Or does he have in mind the net that he made? So the Rishonim say, the Gemara will be saying that he has in mind for Yom Kippur, not for his nether. The Dva says a Knage, not standard, it's the Raisa. With Yom Kippur, it's just a chamer, because it's carbs. Mashma, Finer Dva. What would be if a guy made a nether on Taser Nevela, and then he says, Zekazet, right? He does a tfasa onto the Nevela, where he has made a nether on it, right? So, Lefi the Ritva, what will be the din? Lefi the Ritva, what would be the din of Isai? Anybody? What? It would not be at Fasa? Fira's bow would be at Fasa. What? Why? Because it's only by Yom Kippur that since Yom Kippur is Karis, so then we say it's Bimatvis onto the Muhammad Gesa. But Nevela, why am I giving share? Where you, it's not Karis. So therefore, if either Edva, what we would say is the Matvis onto Nevela, sorry, he's being Matvis onto his nether, and therefore would be considered Dover Nader. Mashenki, for example, if he Taisis, Taisis says, since it's already Osir, Taisis says, Kimini loy Nader ikale issa der Aisa, so if he Taisis, even if it's not Karis, it's merely it's just a lav, then the Vitaisvis will say it's not considered, and then you be matvis under that, Vitaisvis will be considered that you be matvis onto a Dover Osir and not a Dover Nader. What? Taisa says that if there is an Isser on it already, there's an Isser, there is on it. So therefore, Zotaisvis, it's not considered Dover Nader. It's considered Dover Asr. So if he Taisa says, does not make a difference if that is the Isser in Kippur, or if that is the Isser is Chazer, or this Isser is Nevela. And the Ramban is clear also that as far as now we say that again, Taisa says it's not considered Dover Nader. Taisa said, right? Taisa is not considered Dover, it's not considered a Dover Nader. The Ramban says Dach Yom Kippur because it's Muhammad that we say you'll be Matvis on Yom Kippur. The Ramban says, again, he wants to compare the gears, even if you want to call it Rashi, that this is Chal. He says, the fossil won't work, because since there's another Isser, The Ran says, He says that Stam, you be matris on the Iker. The Ran says that if something's also the Raisa, the question is, what does he mean to be matris on? So there we say be matris on the Iker Isser, which is the Raisa, as opposed to the nether. Shankain, if the original is on Rabbanah, and you added a nether, then we say, is that is the matvis onto the nether. What? He I guess that ikarister. It's not in your das. It is in your mindset. When a person's mattress onto something that has this deraisa, yeah, that has the ikarister. If it's if it would be the raisa, that's what. First issue, yeah. The first issue, which is Iker Isser. Then there's the issue you added. The Iker Isser is Kippur. The Iker Isser is Nevela. So psychologically, that's what you're, when you say this should be like this, you mean the Iker Isser, which is the first issue. Svara. But if it's, but if the original issue is Rabbanon, if the original issue is Rabbanon, yes. Then we say, since the second issue is the Raisa, so that's more ikudik than this Rabbana. This nether on the Tzem Gedalia is more ikudik than the nether than Tzem Gedalia itself, because that's the Raisa. No, Mustam in his mind second. That was first. So, but this is the Raisa, so that has more of a, makes it more ikur, and Mela, his nas is on that. I guess we'll stop now. I'll see you guys tonight, but I'm still here. Huh? I'm not leaving until tomorrow.